www.blogtalkradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Oh, five. Okay. So.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Give me a triple shot of that stuff. Gonna get drunk, won't you listen right here.
If you work at a nonprofit, open your doors and use your email list to help people learn the facts. If you've got a radio show, spread the word on air. If you're a bartender, have a happy hour. And also probably get health insurance, because a lot of bartenders don't have it.
Gee, yeah. Well, the good news is that we opened the show with George Thorogood and the Destroyers. The bad news is the deadline for signing up for Obamacare is coming up soon. Have you signed up? Welcome, my friends, to the Robert Scott Bell Show, the place where no Obamacare is required. The health and healing freedom that is yours by virtue of your birth is supported, defended even, right here for the next couple of hours on Natural News Radio and GCN and all around the world. So, by all means, tell your friends. And, of course, go to robertscottbell.com for all the links. We've got a great show this day. I don't know if I'm going to be as ornery and wild and woolly and car talky today, Super Don. Can you handle that?
No car talk today?
No. And, well, it's because, Tom's not here. Matt's here. He doesn't care about cars.
He's on the board. All right.
Yeah. So
yeah, that was rather interesting yesterday. It was kind of loose and fun there.
Yeah, Matt's scratching his head going, what are they talking about?
I
love cars. Why don't you talk about cars? No, we're talking about Obamacare to open up the show. Also, we've got Michael Lotfy from the 10th Amendment Center. He wrote a really scathing piece towards conservatives. Oh, my gosh, Robert, I thought you were conservative. Well, we're liberty people here, so we don't really go by the labels. But he said, hey, conservatives are wrong about Common Core as well. And it's a great piece. He's a guy that will feel perfectly free to tick off a liberal, a conservative, and even a libertarian. So we got to like him. So he'll be coming up.
Equal opportunity. I like that.
Yeah. No, he's good. So I'm looking forward to having him on board momentarily. But this Obamacare thing, have you signed up? Are you signing up? We did the travails with Super Don trying to sign up in Oregon. Didn't work. The problem is Obama's telling people to go out and, go to a bartender, drink, happy hour, half-price drink, sign up for Obamacare. And the reason he's doing this, and, of course, it's kind of strange, too, when you think about it. We want you to have health care. Hey, drink your way into health care, right? It's like, young people, you're not drinking enough, so you're healthy. You're too healthy, so you won't partake in this health care stuff, this health care that's not health care. And so they're desperate because the young people are the engine that drives this Obamacare if it's to succeed. If the young people don't sign up, and let's face it, they're not there to pay for themselves. They're there to pay for the old folks. The folks that have gone down with the government-sanctioned four food groups that turned into a pyramid and turned the pyramid upside down and went to a MyPlate.gov. And all of those folks that believe the FDA was telling the truth about safety of food and safety of drugs. All of those folks are SOL because there's not enough money in the world to recover them. Because all of the government-sanctioned health care involves poisoning them, intoxicating them. There's no detoxification. There's no homeopathy. There's no liver support in Obamacare, nor was there any liver support prior to Obamacare. And that is the biggest point here as we tackle this Obamacare issue once again. And, of course, the fear associated with it, because are they going to come and get you? Are they going to take away your house, your car, the ability to feed your family if you don't sign up for Obamacare? I mean, I think you know where I stand on this issue. I'm curious as to what you strategize to do. I've talked about from the 10th Amendment Center perspective of Rosa Parks on the bus saying, no, I'm not moving to the back of the bus. But the difference here is that the bus, if it's Obamacare, is broken and dangerous and toxic. And for you to get on violates your freedom to not be poisoned, to not be intoxicated, to not be robbed in order so that you can poison other people with the drugs that will be covered under this insurance scheme, which I say was not much better before it was Obamacare. So don't call me up and say, oh, man, he's all for the health care under George W. Bush. That's not it at all, I promise you. But what are the solutions? They're not being discussed anywhere else that I know about, certainly not in the regular media, mainstream media. By the way, Super Don, we got a call from the producer of Carol Alt's show, A Healthy You. Remember that on Fox News? She's awesome. And they've asked me to be on the show. Uh-oh. They don't know what they've asked for.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, are you sure? They've opened up a Pandora's box here. This is going to be great.
Are you sure? So, yeah, it looks like I'm going to be up there when Ty is up there. So we got some exciting breakthroughs in 2014 of outreach for this message of health, freedom, and human liberty.
New York City will never be the same.
Yeah, going back to the place where I joined Planet Earth. At NYU all those years ago. But, yeah, we'll get in, get out, and we'll do a good job there. I'll hopefully get to see Dr. Nick Gonzalez when I'm there. But anyway, that's an aside. But really, when you hear the conservatives, so-called Republicans, saying, oh, we hate Obamacare, we hope it fails, and of course the liberals go, see, they're just being partisan. And there is a fair criticism from the left to say, well, okay, you don't like Obamacare. Well, why don't you come up with something better? And you don't hear, at least I don't, any of the Republicans coming out with something that would be better, or do you? Except that they would say, well, let's just not make it mandatory. Okay, that's a little better. But really, does that solve the problem? No, it doesn't even come close to it.
No.
And so you have Obama desperate to get young people signed up, joking about, yes, you bartenders offer happy hour drinks if they'll sign up for Obamacare right in the bar. So that, you know, not so that you're covered, because we're not really worried about you young people. We're worried about the fact that we can't pay for this thing without you guys
ponying up. And that's the part of this that's so funny, is that they're trying to appeal to the younger crowd, and they've been coming out with these advertisements and these commercials of, you know, people having keg parties and, you know, guys playing hockey and, you know, it's all this stuff to appeal to them as if, hey, you guys really need your health care because you guys are doing risky stuff, when in reality they just... What they're saying is, guys, please, please sign up for health care, because if you don't sign up, we're going to run out of money and this isn't going to work. Yeah.
Well, actually, there is a way it could have worked. I mean, you could pretty much say, hey, you young people, at least we can give you a year reprieve. Daryl Issa, who was interviewed about this subject matter, found out something very interesting about the Obamacare.gov or healthcare.gov website. And if you've got that... queued up there, Matt. I want to hear what Daryl Issa had just revealed about the development of that site, what the government was offered.
Was it proven today that an internet company offered to build a website for free and the government passed on that?
It was stated under oath that it was. Nobody argued with it, so quite frankly, that's less than full evidence, but none of our witnesses argued that, and in fact, several of our witnesses said, at a minimum, this individual's or this company should have been allowed to consult to help do a better job. If somebody says I could build it for free, they certainly could have taught us how to build it for less.
Well, there you go. See,
for
if they
free?
For free, right? And they said, no, we can't do that because we got to give gifts. This is crony capitalism. This is crapitalism. We got to give gifts to Michelle Obama's best buddy from college or something, right? You know, to run this thing. And so if we would have gotten it for free, it would have maybe even worked. And how many, what did they spend? $800 million, $400 million? Do you remember the number, Super Don? I just don't remember the exact number.
It's an incredible number, amount of money. Yeah, but listen, think about it this way. If they had taken the offer for free, at least they could have said, well, listen, it was just a free website. I mean, I guess this is what you get for free,
this is what
right?
you get for free. But the thing about it is, if it was 400, 500, 600 million, how many hundreds of millions does it take to build a website? And then, you know, they have to think about that. Could they have taken that 100, 150, 205, how many hundreds of millions, put that into the program itself, and then at least say, hey, could have bought them a year to convince the young people to sign up. It's so stupid is an understatement. But as I'm saying,
not to mention the fact, I mean, imagine the story. You know, Obamacare is so great, and somebody has created us a free website. That would have been just great publicity. It would have been a great campaign.
Yeah,
that was free.
Almost a no-lose scenario, because as you said, if it failed, it'd be like, oh, well, we tried to save money and do it for free. Sure, the consultants would have complained then and said, oh, see, you're doing it. But, you know, come on, really? That would have been an easier thing to explain away than 400, 500 million, oops, it didn't work, and now we need young people to pay for the old people and the middle-aged people. By the way, nobody suffers from a drug deficiency disease, which is all that is covered under Obamacare. If you want a catastrophic coverage, which is the legitimate insurance, you can't even get it. It doesn't exist in Obamacare. It barely existed prior to that with all the government regulations on insurance. And did they ever ask me, did they ever ask, you know, I don't know, 50% of the people that weren't insured before Obamacare if we wanted that? Maybe those people, a significant percentage of those people, didn't want to participate. Oh, no, 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 we can't have that, because then you'll all these people in the emergency room will get it for free and everybody's going to pay for it anyway. Really, that's the argument? Because if it's emergency trauma-type care, there were hospitals, mercy-type hospitals, that were providing free care, or subsidized care, or charitable care long before the government got involved, and people were not being turned away in the way they said, oh, when nobody gets insurance, it's barbaric. And yet the outcomes, because the system that we locked into by basically adopting a state religion of modern medicine, it is not health care. It will never be health care. You could call it Romney care. It doesn't matter. It is not health care. It's disease management. And by the way, if Obama, understandably, he's now basically pulling executive orders on this thing, just kind of mixing and matching on this. There's some concerns. I don't think we have time before this break, but I want to get that audio queued up next break. From the Cato Institute, is there going to be an overthrow of the U.S. government based on what Obama is doing by flouting the Constitution with these executive orders?
We might have heard
something like that.
That sounds radical, but, you know, listen, it's Abraham Lincoln. He's the guy that was quoted. Yeah.
Could Obamacare sink the USS.healthcare.gov? Not only the website, but the entire ship of state. That's the question. We also have a little girl who wants to sell something, and she said, no, you can't sell it, but you can beg for money. The destruction of capitalism and the free markets? Yeah, we've got a great article by John Rappaport right now up at robertscottbell.com. Check it out, and we've got some 10th Amendment Center action coming up as well this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Now we got some fun coming up this weekend, although it's not open to the public, but for all of our health food store, natural product industry insiders, you know who you are. Maybe you manufacture, maybe you sell natural products. Come and see us. We'll be at the Natural Products Association SoHo Show. That's the Southeast region. Orlando, Florida. I think the Gaylord Palms in Orlando, they have that ice thing where they do, they take a zillion blocks of ice and they carve it and everybody goes in there and puts on a, have you ever seen these things?
A zillion.
I know, it's a zillion.
That's a lot of ice.
Yeah. It's a lot of ice. It's not like it's little shaved ice, you know, that you eat.
Ice sculptures.
Ice sculptures and things. Anyway, yeah. It's at that place in Orlando. And so we're going to be heading there. Cool. Liam Sheff's going to be joining us over at the booth at Sovereign Silver. So look forward to seeing you there. We're going to talk with Chris from the HempMedsPX.com. Remember him. And we're going to get some more information on that as I host Richard Pearl's show on Saturday at the event. And then live Sunday, 1 to 3 per normal, we should be broadcasting live from that event as well. So, exciting things coming up. We hope you join us also tomorrow for, what do we call it, Healing Revolution Friday with Dr. Frank King. But, hey, Obamacare, the deadline's on the horizon. Are you signed up? Are you nervous about not? Are you going to stand up, like, or sit down, however you want to call it, like Rosa Parks? Say, no, I'm not getting on the bus. I am not getting on the bus. It violates my freedom, my right, and I don't want to participate in a system of medicine that can just as likely kill me as it would help me. More likely, in fact. So, we talk about the executive orders in Obamacare. Also, the fact that it is marketed all wrong. They can't market their way out of a wet paper sack. If their best, you know, shot out there is to say, hey, young people, bartenders, offer free alcohol and get people to sign up, it's lost. It's lost before it begins. Maybe if they said, hey, it's a lottery, the Obamacare healthcare lottery. You know, you might get health care if you sign up, but it's a lottery, and if you do, you'll get it for life. Everybody would sign up. Well, most everybody, because you know how it is with the lottery.
Well, it's interesting. You know, people are into gambling. They're into chance, games of chance, and things of that nature. And it's interesting. John Fund, he writes for the National Review, did an article talking about the disparity between, you know, the young people and what they're interested in versus what Obama is trying to get them to do by signing up for Obamacare. And he's from New Jersey. And Atlantic City just recently, due to some online gambling laws that were passed, opened up a bunch of these gambling websites. And they were targeting, you know, the younger, more internet-savvy demographic to try and get them to sign up for online gambling. Okay. And it turns out that 50,000 people signed up for online gambling in the first week that this was available versus 741 people signing up for Obamacare during all of October.
Well, there you go. I'm not making this stuff up. You got to call it a lottery. People, the kids will run to it in droves and sign up. Of course, they'd have to have some kind of dollar scratch-off tickets for an aspirin or something. But, the thing is an absolute disaster to begin with because the system that it starts with is corrupt to begin with. It is not health care. All right? And I know some folks have got it, but you're not realistic. Oh, screw realism. I mean, if realism is participating in a system that can kill you as rapidly as it could heal you, or more rapidly, that's not a realism I am going to partake in. I'm just not. But, you know, if they had at least taken the free website and lined up with people that know how to market like gamblers, they could have had everybody lined up and signed up, you know, before it began. People would have been out the door. Oh, it's an iPad. It's an iPod. Oh, yeah, all the kids are going to sign up. But they didn't. Now, what are the kids trying to do that they're not being allowed to do? This is the opposite side of the coin. There's a young lady, a girl in Portland. Is this Oregon or Maine? I always get them wrong.
Oregon.
This one's actually out near you. Oregon. Okay.
Yeah.
She's at an area, and she's selling mistletoe. Mistletoe for the holidays. Okay? Mistletoe is also a homeopathic medicine. You don't want to eat the mistletoe, but she's not selling it so you'll eat it. So it isn't like the FDA is involved in this. But local police authorities said, no, little girl, you cannot sell mistletoe without a license. You need to get a license. Now, there's a great article on this at robertscottbell.com if you haven't seen it today. We just came out with it, and John Rappaport has it, talking about the destruction of capitalism. Now, not crapitalism, not crony capitalism, but real free market, the ability to make something and sell it. And here, this ban on this girl's mistletoe, it got out, and everybody is buying it nationwide. Instead of Portland, they get screwed out of this. Everybody elsewhere is going to be able to buy it.
Everybody wants her mistletoe. And just keep in mind, I don't know what it is of Portland, Oregon, but if you remember, we covered this. Remember the girl with the lemonade stand that was shut down by the police?
This
was in Portland, Oregon as well. I don't know what it is with these guys.
All right, well, we got some mistletoe. Hold it, and Super Don, kiss the dog. All right. We're going to be back. 10th Amendment Center, Associate Director Michael Lotfi. Common Core. Why are conservatives completely wrong about it? What is it? What is Common Core? We'll get to that. Is it an Apple thing or is it a government boondoggle trying to indoctrinate your children into the wonders of Obamacare? We'll get back with that after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com. or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes, for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Scott Bell Show.
Alive. It's alive.
The masked man who outsmarted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Whoever writes the history books, whoever writes the textbooks that your children are reading in school, they control the future. They can mind mold and manipulate your kids and turn them from the mush that they might be into something that they wanted to be, mostly robots and automatons. And, of course, we know here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we want less government intervention in education. But it turns out there's something called Common Core. Common Core. We haven't really covered it much on the air here. And I read an article, Ben Swan picked it up, from Associate Director from the 10th Amendment Center, another Michael Lotfy. And he wrote about conservatives are absolutely wrong about it. I was reading it, he didn't just tick off the conservatives, he ticked off the liberals and the libertarians. Not everybody can do that. I salute this guy, Mike Lotfy. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, brother, how you doing?
Doing well. Now, before you dive headlong into what the conservatives got wrong about Common Core, what the heck is it?
Uh, you know, Common Core is kind of confusing. I find that a lot of people get sort of confused on it. And, you know, it takes a little diving into to necessarily understand. Common Core is not necessarily a government program from the federal government like most people think it is. Even I thought it was myself, you know, upon first hearing it. Common Core is actually a private initiative, if you will, from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And what it does is it sort of sets these quote-unquote standards for educations within the state or education within the state. Now, what is interesting with Common Core is that the federal government is now using Common Core to coerce states into basically forcing the states to pick up the program in order to get federal money for funding of education. So it's not directly a federal program like many people believe it is. What it is it is an initiative from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which is a private organization that has sort of coupled up with the Obama administration. And now they're forcing the states to pick up on this Common Core initiative if they want to receive funding through Rise to the Top and all the other federal programs for education.
So there are economic strings from the feds based on complying with whatever this Gates Foundation initiative is.
Absolutely. And it's you know, very similar to the National Federation of Business versus Sebelius Supreme Court case, which was the Obamacare case. You know, a lot of people think that Obamacare was upheld as constitutional. In fact, if you read the court opinion on the Supreme Court case, it was pretty much struck down on every single level. And the Medicaid expansion itself was struck down because it's very similar to this Common Core situation where the federal government said, you have to expand Medicaid. If you don't, we're going to take your funding away. And so that's sort of what they're doing with the Common Core thing here is they're saying if you don't implement Common Core, then you're not going to get federal funding for your education programs.
Right. Okay. So, again, it's still a controlling aspect. It's not a freedom induction kind of education campaign. But why are conservatives wrong? I mean, the title, why are conservatives? I mean, that's pretty – I'm targeting the small government conservatives. Are these the neocon conservatives? How would you phrase this?
Well – you know, when I wrote that, you're in media, so you know how it is. You know, you kind of have to write a title that's going to grab people and make people look at this and understand and really read it to sort of comprehend the point that's going on here. But, you know, I think we can look into the Senate and the Congress and we can know exactly which conservatives that I'm talking about. You know, I think the small government conservatives are really the minority in both parties or in both chambers, I should say, of Congress. And, you know, clearly I'm speaking more to the mainstream conservatives. And even those who are opposed to Common Core because it is a government program, but they oppose it for the wrong reasons. Many of them do. I was recently invited to speak at a rally downtown Nashville on the national protest day of Common Core 2 Mondays ago. And, you know, I figured exactly what was going to happen. I go up on stage, you know, to speak after a few people had already spoken. And, you know, a lot of people were there holding signs about, you know, the things that it teaches and why it's wrong because it teaches this and it teaches that. You know, but that's not the real issue with Common Core. And so what's dangerous is that conservatives are so pissed off, rightfully so, you know, because Common Core is anti-gun or anti-Semitic or anti-capitalism or whatever it is. And you know, I'm a staunch conservative, so yes, those things are all wrong in my opinion. But we have to look at the root of why Common Core is wrong. We can't just look at the values that it teaches and say, well, it's wrong because of this. And if we take all of these things away and we leave it in place with neutral values or even more conservative values, then it's okay. You know, and that's the danger behind it because so many conservatives are okay with that. And then, you know, you get a lot of backlash from these conservatives and they say, oh, I would never support Common Core no matter what, you know. And it's sort of like, well, you know, we all supported Rise to the Top, you know, under President Bush. And you never heard a lot of backlash from conservatives. It never was a huge, massive issue.
Well, there's a real cognitive dissonance on the topic, because as we see arguments, let's say, for increasing the power of the executive branch or the so-called nuclear option in the Senate that took away the supermajority issue, it's great now that Democrats are in there, but once the Republicans are controlling it, suddenly they're going to scream and cry about it. So there is not a principled stance on it, and you're saying that some of these conservatives have lost the concept of principality and why we would oppose something like Common Core.
Absolutely, you know, and that's something that's so dangerous, and that, you know, Democrats need to realize the same thing. And I wrote that title hoping that a lot of Democrats would read it, because you...
Did we lose Michael? See if you can get him back on, because this is a darn good topic here. Very fascinating. Matt's going to try and get Michael Lotfi back on from the 10th Amendment Center. In the meantime... You know, as I look at this Common Core perspective, it is fascinating to consider this Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Just that, on that alone, we would go, wait a second, something's up here. It's probably going to promote vaccines for everybody, because we know where the Gates Foundation is on that issue. It's absolutely, you know, we talk about integrating certain principles that we don't like. But the point that Michael's bringing up is that what if it's the principles you like? Are you suddenly for it? Like, if they're for free market capitalism, you say, oh, yeah, Common Core, that's good now. Or do you stand on principle and say, no, Michael, you back?
Hey, sorry about that, man.
No, carry on.
You know, like I was saying, you know, that's the danger behind Common Core. That's the danger behind any big government program, is that when our party is in power, you know, we either support it or we don't really hear much about it. We don't really talk much about it. It just kind of slides in under the radar. You know, and that's absolutely, it's a horrible danger. It's so innocuous and insidious. Is that we have to look at the future. We can't just look at today and say, oh, well, you know, the values these programs are instilling or are teaching or enforcing are okay because they align with our values. You know, I used the Ted Cruz paradigm in that article. What if Common Core was being pushed through by Ted Cruz today? And instead of it being anti-gun, it was very pro-gun. And, you know, all schools had to have students, you know, train with a rifle and do rifle shootings at school, which, you know, they used to do back in the day. You know, and what if it was very pro-capitalism and very, you know, you had to read from your Bible an hour a day at school? I think a lot of conservatives would support that, or they wouldn't support it. They would just be quiet about it, and it would just slide in under the radar, and it would become implemented like it was no big deal. Now, you know, how many of us, I asked my audience the same question, you know, at the rally. I said, how many of you would be really pissed off about that, or would we be here at a rally supporting Common Core? You know, and if that's the case, then we can't rightfully, you know, oppose these programs later on down the road when someone comes in with different values and changes their values and changes the values of these big government programs.
Now, Michael,
they've already given up on the principle.
Right, exactly. So they were either scratching their heads at your presentation or throwing tomatoes at you, because they, you know, you're calling them out. And even,
right,
I think
yeah.
there was a libertarian, I don't know, article that criticized you for not doing something in the article, which wasn't the point of your article, but so you were getting it from all sides.
Oh, yeah, the I want to say Patriot, freepatriot.org or something. They're kind of another little, you know, think tank. I don't exactly know what they are. But someone felt the need to write a rebuttal, you know, which is fine. I welcome criticism. You know, but a lot of people want to say, oh, well, I don't oppose Common Core because of, you know, what you said, or you're wrong because it is the values. And sure, you know, it is the values. The values are a big problem. And you know, but we cannot sit here, and claim to be small government conservatives or libertarians or anything else, and then, you know, not understand the basic problem of these situations. We're not looking at the root. We're looking at the flower. You know, and you can chop the flower off as many times as you want to, but as long as the root is still there, then, you know, it's going to grow back. And that's what's so crucial that people understand, is that the root of this problem is that there's a federal usurpation of power. And the federal government was never intended to have this sort of power. And that's what we have to fight. We have to fight back on that, no matter what the values are that's being taught. You know, conservative support, you know, the war on drugs, or any of these other big government programs because it aligns with our values. And that's mm-hmm. fine, you know, I understand that. But that is not a power that was ever given to the federal government. And when you walk away from that principle and you say, it's okay if the federal government does this because this aligns with my values, then how can we argue against any big government liberal program? Because we've already given up on the principle that says the government can't do this. This is a power that belongs to the states. If you abandon that principle, then you have no right to get mad mm-hmm. or to raise your voice or to protest when liberals do something that the federal government was not delegated the power to do. And that's what conservatives have to realize. That's what liberals have to realize. That's what libertarians have to realize. We all have to realize that because we all share that same principle. See, these issues would never come into light
right.
if we actually ruled on our principles instead of our values.
Michael Lotfy, I appreciate you so much because you did. You wrote on the principles, you let it loose, and you upset everybody. And we salute you for that. Michael Lotfy, the 10th Amendment Center, he's also found at thelibertypaper.org. A great guy. Three Michaels we've had on from the 10th Amendment Center. You have to be Michael. If you know, they like us, too. We love you, man. Take care. We've got lots more. Even something from the Cato Institute after this? Oh, my God.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Hey, great news. The Natural News Radio family is growing. You hear Robert Scott Bell Show 6 days a week through naturalnewsradio.com, thanks to the Health Ranger and GCN, our syndicator. Rebroadcast around the world through UK Health Radio, Digital Radio 103 in Australia, and who knows who else? There are others. We don't know sometimes, and we find out later. But guess what? Nick Brannigan, Health Conspiracy Radio, is coming on board naturalnewsradio.com. I am
awesome.
Totally stoked. The guy has the non-GMO apparel. We can do even more with him. Nick is awesome. Salute you, Nick Brannigan. Welcome to the family, Health Talk Radio. We have got that at naturalnewsradio.com. So that's it. What do we got? David Steinman is going to be coming up next hour, and we're going to talk about the latest edition of Healthy Living Magazine. I have an article I linked up in today's show notes that I wrote about STDs, the real ones, not the fake ones like HIV, the real ones. And how silver can be your go-to remedy because they're, oh, the antibiotics don't work. Well, there's silver for you. You can check that out, and I'll have another, well, we'll be talking about silver for dental work, dental uses as well. So check that out. That's coming up. Oh, we got to go back to the Obamacare thing. We weren't really finished with that because there was another audio clip. I think this guy from Cato, was he actually testifying in Congress on this issue? Because this one, people are freaking out about this.
Yeah, this is Michael Cannon from the he's Cato Institute's Director of Health Policy Studies, and he was there's a congressional committee hearing about the constitutional limits imposed on the presidency and the implications of Barack Obama's disregard for implementing the Affordable Care Act as written. And Michael Cannon had when I heard this, I was like, wow, this guy really said this in a congressional hearing. Mm-hmm. It's powerful stuff, but it's important to realize that there are things that, you know, they just go unspoken out there because you're not supposed to say these things. But this guy had the guts to say this at a congressional hearing about what happens when the government doesn't pay attention, doesn't follow the rules that have been given to it. This is a clip of Michael Cannon from the Cato Institute.
There is one last thing to which the people can resort if the government does not respect the restraints that the Constitution places on the government. Abraham Lincoln talked about our right to alter our government or our revolutionary right to overthrow it. And that is certainly something that no one wants to contemplate. But as I mentioned in my delivered testimony, if the people come to believe that the government is no longer constrained by the laws, then they will conclude that neither are they. That is why this is a very, very dangerous sort of thing for the president to do, to wantonly ignore the laws, to try to impose obligations on people that the legislature did not approve.
It's an excellent conclusion. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I yield back.
Where do kids learn to take drugs? Where do kids learn to take drugs? They watch their parents. Oh, and then they watch the doctors on TV and all of that. What do you think is going to happen? What he said from the Cato Institute here. When people figure out that the executive branch, as well as the judicial and legislative, they don't follow their own rules. They make laws for everybody else, and then they flout them. And, of course, we got Obama and Bush and others before him doing an executive order, just outright ignoring the Constitution. And then Harry Reid in the Senate going, well, we're going to exempt this guy and that gal because we want them. They don't want Obamacare, so we'll get it, write them an exemption. Yet everybody else has to play by the rules. What happens when the people figure out the federal government is in anarchy? And I've said this, how many years have I been saying this, Super Don? You heard me say, because they like to say, oh, you're an anarchist. You don't believe in government, Robert. No, I believe in self-governance, and I believe that if the government were doing what it was constitutionally limited and bound to do, then there'd be very few problems relative to what we have today. But they're not following the laws. That means they're in our anarchy, not we the people. But the people are going lawless because they're watching their leaders going lawless. You follow me? Obama the criminal is teaching everybody else to be criminal, as Bush the criminal did before him. So don't give me liberal conservative arguments at this point. At this point, it's everybody up there. They're toxic and polluted, and they're intoxicating and polluting the people who sent them there. Now, whether it's a chicken or egg where it started, that's an argument for another day. I don't even think that is very helpful. But the reality is, you got a Rosa Parks who says, I'm not part of the pollution anymore. I am not going to feed this toxicity, and I'm not going to the back of the bus, sparked a revolution. And how about you on Obamacare? Are you going to get on the Obamacare bus because they say you have to? Well, look at Obama. He's writing executive orders to exempt, you know, Bob, Harry, and Sally. I don't know who they are. Harry Reid and others. And there's Republican evidence that they're doing it, too. So we'll continue this conversation. Our good friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, he has a new article out talking about himself. He was poisoned. I'm going to get into a little bit of that discussion. Also, big news out of England, the stats, predictive stats on dementia by the year 2050. Are you going to be part of those statistics? And we'll explain why and how to prevent that from happening. After the news break, we're going to do it because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.